This is BodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez with Kevin Kahn. He's Intel's senior fellow and a director of the Communications Technology Lab. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Tell us about Intel's mobility strategy, just in a nutshell.
Well, if you look at what's been happening for a number of years in the PC marketplace, people are becoming disconnected from one place of work. Workers are more mobile. Consumers are more mobile. And, you know, we have a whole generation of folks who expect to be able to communicate and access information wherever they are. And that's probably been the biggest single theme in the entire, PC marketplace over the last few years. And obviously Intel has been a leader in this. Intel Centrino Mobile Technology was, our first foray into a platform design. And the big aspect of that design was that it was optimized for communications and mobility, which is speaks to low power, it speaks to radios, good battery life. It's all those attributes that users want. So from our perspective, mobility is sort of a natural cultural phenomenon, actually, that's happening as technology kind of embeds itself in our lives. And we've been trying to design systems and the parts of systems that are optimized to that target audience. And we think we can do a very good job of it. We think we've proven that we can do a very good job of it.
This idea of moving to laptops and having mobility being a cultural thing, is this something that Intel helped to also nudge along by providing the tools to make this experience even better?
Absolutely.
Or is it something that you just recognized that was happening?
Absolutely. We've nudged it along. I mean, I think we recognized it early on. We analyzed what would nudge it along, if you will, and executed on that. Well, and so certainly the biggest single, I think, nudge that it got, if you will, was the advent of the widespread use of 802.11 or Wi-Fi radios. Intel was an early mover in this. And in fact, if you look at laptops today, it's virtually impossible to find one that doesn't have 802.11 built into it. That wasn't the case a few years ago. And if you look at when did that change, it changed when Intel introduced Centrino Mobile Technology, an optimized platform that included the communications capability right there along with the processor capability. And it changed the game. And as a result of that, I think people now fully expect that their laptops will be connectable via wireless wherever they are. Certainly, I find as a very mobile worker at Intel, someone who has to travel a lot, that I used to be very heavy user of dial-up networking. Wherever I was, I'd get my mail. Recently, I had to actually use dial-up and discovered that I actually had forgotten how to use it. It had been so long since I had actually used the dial-up connection. It had probably been somewhere between, 9 and 12 months since I had last used a dial-up connection. I simply expect that I will be able to get on broadband access wherever I am in the world, and literally, I mean in the world. That's made a huge difference in how I work, in how I live. And it's been the case with a lot of mobile workers. And now it's becoming more and more the case for ordinary consumers.
One of the things I've noticed with wireless is that when you're setting up a network at home, for example, or you're using some of the networking products out there, that can still be a pretty big challenge to kind of get through a lot of those things. I imagine there are other challenges when it comes to, putting these products out there. Consumers may not find it just a complete end-to-end easy proposition to get going, but then eventually they can get going. What are some of the big challenges out there, which obviously are not directly in under Intel's umbrella of responsibility? You're not making the networking stuff out there that connects to the computers and the chips, but you must be thinking about some of these challenges out there. What are some of those challenges?
Well, I think you've hit upon it. Ease of use is certainly a big challenge for all of us. And Intel actually works pretty closely with a lot of our fellow travelers in the industry to try to attack those kinds of ease of use problems. You mentioned in the home, for example, and the ease of setting up networks there. Very recently, we've been heavily engaged at the Wi-Fi Alliance in a much easier, secure connectivity scheme that basically would allow people to deploy networks with button pushes as opposed to with a lot of difficult code entering and some of the things people have become associated with that. One of the things we're demonstrating here at IDF this week is seamless roaming. That's this problem taken into the large arena, where we today have infrastructure providers, carriers, who provide either Wi-Fi services or perhaps 3G services. And they all have different ways of authenticating. So you sit down to use one of these networks, and your first problem is to figure out how do you tell them who you are and how you're paying for the service. Well, we don't do that with cell phones. We haven't done that with cell phones for a long time. And we have to stop doing that with our data connections as well. And so this week at IDF, we're demonstrating a set of standards and code that allows for seamless mobility, for roaming across carriers with common ways of authenticating. And those ways of authenticating can be based on SIM cards, the kinds of things you find inside many cell phones today, or it can be based on usernames and passwords, depending on what the carrier is interested in. But it provides one simple way for the non-heavily technical user to be able to say, this is who I am, this is my account, and please charge it appropriately, as opposed to having to take your credit card out at every different hotspot you go to and figure out how to pay for the service. So ease of use is a big thing, and it's a cooperative effort between Intel and a lot of the other fellow travelers who build other parts of the total networking system. Absolutely something we're very interested in and have been working heavily on over quite a few years.
At this point, we're very early on. What do you see for the future? What kind of world might we expect when it comes to mobile computing?
Well, certainly I think the things we are looking forward toward is better and cheaper mobile computing. Old theme, new space. For us, that means how do you build better radios? How do you build radios using the same kinds of very cost-effective technologies that we've used to build processors and other components of our computers for years now, and with the result of just dramatic cost reductions and dramatic functionality improvements? How do you take that same kind of technology and use it for radios? It's not a technology that's been used for radios in the past. How do we make our radios better? How do we give them higher speeds, better range? It's always annoying when somebody discovers that, you know, they've put a home network in their house, and if they happen to be in the den downstairs, they can't really get a good signal, and so the radio comes and goes. Well, how do you fix that? How do you provide better range for our radios? There are a lot of techniques out there that we can take advantage of, given our ability to build very high computational platforms, very high intelligent platforms that improve range, that improve bandwidth. And also that make these things smaller and lower power. One of the problems we always confront is footprint. How many chips can you fit in a laptop? You might think a laptop's a fairly big device. It's actually not when you pry one open and look. There's not a lot of space in there. But even worse, when you look at smaller form factor devices, handhelds of various sort, they're downright tiny. You can't afford to put a whole bunch of different radio chips into one of those devices. There's simply not room. So how do we integrate multiple radios into single chips? And how do we make them consume less power? Radios are on all the time if you're going to communicate. That means they're always burning power. Well, how do you burn less power? It doesn't do anybody any good if you run your battery down. So how do we make radios, as with the rest of the platform, more power efficient, more energy efficient? And so those are the real challenges for us right now in the technology side is just building better radios and doing that using the tools that we at Intel have applied very successfully over many years of CMOS technology.
Well, I'm here at the Intel Developer Forum with Kevin Kahn, an Intel Fellow, also the director of the Communications Technology Lab. Thanks for being on the podcast, Kevin.
Sure thing. Happy to.